بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brother and sister, I just returned this morning at 3 a.m. to Hyderabad from Qatar, and alhamdulillah the Sira Solution Workshop went off very well, and it was in the Education City Mosque, which is a beautiful location. Inshallah, next week we are doing it in Kuwait. So make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should accept all this work for his sake, inshallah. The last day I was in Qatar, that night, that evening rather, I was invited by some friends to the deserts, for a camp in the desert. So we went there, roughly about 70 kilometers out of Doha, and it's on the Arabian Gulf. So on the one side you have all sand and desert and rocks and all that, and the other side is the sea. It's not the open ocean, it's a creek that comes in, but it's still salty water, brackish water. And the shore is mangroves. So there are these trees which grow in the water with aerial roots. So the roots are exposed. It takes a very particular kind of alternation of the sea and the land for mangroves to grow. And one of the purposes of mangroves is to protect the earth from flooding and from storms and the effects of things like tsunamis and so on. Where there are mangroves, these things don't happen. But also what's required is the tides have to be just the right size, where the mangrove roots in low tide are exposed so that they can breathe, and then in high tide they get covered. Now, if that does not happen, then mangroves will not grow. The mangroves also have crabs in them. So once we camped, then I went with some friend of mine, I took them to the shore, and we stood on the shore. It's completely dark. And in the sea, what at least to me in the dark, distances are deceptive, but to me it looked like almost half a kilometer into the sea, there were these three people with big flashlights who were walking in the water. The water must have been about waist deep or something. And they do, that's how they catch crabs. They shine the light in the water, and the crabs are attracted to the light, and then they scoop them up. So these are not cultured crabs, they are wild crabs. So as I sat there, and while my friends were busy making the barbecues and so on, I was reflecting and thinking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala began his kalam by saying, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise and all thanks is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the Alameen, of all that He has created. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sabbaha lillahi ma fi samawati ma fi al-ard. Allah said that all that is created praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I was looking at the sand, then in that particular place the sand is particularly soft and smooth, which means that the grains of sand are very fine. And I thought to myself that if I try to count, I mean obviously counting all the grains in the whole desert is impossible, but even if I take a pinch of this sand, then what comes between my finger and thumb, and I put it on a table and I say, let me count the number of grains in this pinch of sand, I think that itself would be quite a job. It's something, I think something, this is something we should do, actually physically go pick up the sand, put it on our table and count the number of grains. To give us an idea that when Allah says everything in creation, what does it really mean? And then go stand by the sea, you see the waves which are coming. So everything in the creation is also the waves. But the beauty of the waves is that the wave which came, so if you are counting now, say one wave, two, three, four, and if you are standing on the shore of the open ocean, like I did in Mozambique, that was the Indian Ocean there, the Mozambique current, the waves are quite big, so you can count. In this place, the waves were very small. But if you count the number of waves, the interesting thing is that when you count the wave, you say one wave, when it comes to the shore, it's gone. No, I mean, where is the wave? When once it hits the shore, it's gone. The second one comes, and the second one is number one again. And then it's gone. And the third one is number one again, it's gone. And the fourth one is number one again, it's gone. So there is it's a completely continuous cycle of new waves which are created, which are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And expand that further and say, what about the breeze? What about the air which blows and the gusts of wind and the breeze that blows in your face? That also is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, the reason I'm saying this is that it is very important to reflect when we talk about the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very important to reflect. One of the things, the experiments that some astronomers did is that they used one of these big, very powerful telescopes, and they focused that telescope on one part of the sky which is completely dark. So normally if you look at that part of the sky, there is nothing there. There is not a single star. You can't see anything. It's completely dark. So what they did was, they took this very powerful telescope and they started a project, and they said, let's keep that telescope focused only on this place. We don't move it. Keep it focused on that place and do photograph that for a long period. So they took a period about few months, I think it was 6 months, something like this. So the telescope is pointed at this black patch of sky which has nothing in it, and they are taking photographs continuously. Now, at the end of that, when they took the photographs and they analyzed, they expanded them and so on, they found there were millions of stars in that. What looked like black patch of sky with nothing in it actually had millions of stars in it. That's one small patch of sky. I mean, you're not talking about the whole, you know, all the sky, the whole universe. No, one small piece of sky which looks black as if there's nothing in it. The reason I'm saying this is because one of the things that we find today, and not just today, it's part of the human condition, is to fear. We fear things. We fear at a very basic level, we fear things we don't know. So for example, people fear insects and they fear snakes and they fear stuff, wild animals, which they don't understand, they don't know. Similarly, phenomena, for example, thunder and lightning and all. So people fear things they don't know. People also fear things they know. Chief among them is other people. So you fear people who are in authority, and doesn't have to be some king or something, you know, it can be the some government officer that you have to deal with. So you fear such people also. So we fear people, the things we know and things we don't know. And of course, I can expand this, but I don't want to waste your time. So think about this and say, why do we fear? And we fear because our heart does not recognize the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the reason also we do shirk. Because since we don't understand the glory and magnificence of Allah, we catch hold of what we can understand. So it's either some person or it is something, which is something in creation. I mean, you know, Tawheed, Islam is to worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without any partners, for a very simple reason that Allah has no partners. So if somebody is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a partner, that partner is something that this man created. Allah never had this partner. And that happens because we don't reflect on the actual glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I remind myself and you, let us do this as an exercise. Go sit with whatever it is. Take leaves of a tree, take grains of sand, take whatever is there in your environment and count them, and then reflect on the fact that every single one of them is praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then imagine how many of these are there. And then say, you and I are those who recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we worship Him and we praise Him. So therefore our heart should be filled with His glory and majesty, because He promised to help those who worship Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna Allah ma'a allazeena taqaw wal ladheena hum muhsinoon. Allah said that verily Allah is with those who have taqwa and who do ihsan. Right? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that He is the wakil of the people, He is the wali of the people who worship Him, He is the wakil of the people who worship Him. Right? So therefore, it is something that we need to bring into our hearts and clearly and fill our hearts with the noor and glory and majesty of Allah, then all fears will disappear. So having fear is a sign in a way of darkness that comes from the lack of the light of Allah's noor in our hearts. How do we bring the light of Allah's noor in our hearts? By reflecting on His glory and majesty. And I am suggesting to you a very simple way of reflecting on the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His glory and majesty and to be pleased with you all and never to be displeased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.